Yeah, that part of me, I began shutting his breath sometimes. I talk slow, cause bullet in my back. It chipped my spinal cord and fucked my lungs and shit. So it's Christmas Day. I'm on my way to my mom's crib. I just dropped White Christmas 2 days prior. So for merchandise, I designed this red pipe dome, bacon water with weight again hats with this brand called Hustler Wolf. It look like the Donald Trump Make America Great Again hats, but more expensive, more fashionable, and more meaningful. I kinda played off the Reaganomics when Ronald Reagan flooded the hood with drugs and let the kingpins use the money to fund the wars against US enemies and shit. Look it up. I ain't do nothing too far different from what oppressed people been doing forever. I took lemons and I made lemonade. They used to give the slaves leftover parts of the pig and cheap parts of food. Slaves made it into soul food. Oppressed people took the word nigga and removed some of the power out of it by using it as a term of endemic. I ain't trying to get all deep on y'all pose, but long story long, the hats was selling fast and I could produce them. I ain't the lazy type, like I work on holidays and everything. So I stopped by the teller on my way to Mama Love crib, drop him a money bag, encourage him to put a rush on these hats. Ended up staying in one spot for too long. We sipping Rand Nephew, we drinking, talking Christmas shit. And I got the red Maserati park on the sidewalk. Now ain't nobody riding around in New York City like that, especially Brooklyn. None of these rappers nobody, I'm that nigga, you feel me? I don't got the cheap Ghibli, Ghibli, how the fuck you, I don't got that shit. I got the big boy toy, six figure type shit. So I slide from tell about 30 minutes later. I look around on point eight, ain't straight. Getting a V, telling my moms I'm on the way. Bend the corner, get stuck on the two-way street at the light, and there's three cars ahead of me. Me and Shorty, Wolfie, sitting in the exotic farm. I feel somebody crossing the back of it, but in the street. But instead of walking straight, they scurry ran to the driver's side. I peeped the hood out my peripheral, like a hoodie. Now me really living what I rap, I knew what the options was. It's death or theft. A fraud would have asked whoever he with, yo, what is this nigga doing? You see this shit? And my mind working, so I'm like, how could I buy myself some time? I go from feeling this nigga in my rear view to seeing him in my side view. And then I turn around and look dead at him. He had a hoodie tight, but I looked in his eyes and I could see he wasn't real like me. Now my uncle always told me, only way a fake nigga could kill a real nigga is by accident or if God says so. Amen. So my mind racing, I'm processing all this shit within milliseconds, nigga. So while we lock eyes, I'm still trying to determine what move I got. Like, I'm playing speed chess, but at this point I'm playing for keeps. So I bark on the nigga loud as I can. I say, you ain't no fucking killer. And I move my shoulders up like I'm jumping towards him. I'm fucking player, like I'm jumping towards him, so he'll flinch. And my right, and like, you know, my right hand look like I'm reaching for a grip for the pistol. But I'm really turning the wheel and hitting the sport button. So at this point, from my view, I'm seeing the gun barrel behind that, his own behind that, his chest above that, a hoodie pulled tight, and his eyes. So this coward ass nigga froze up, cause not only was he shocked that I peeped him before he could sneak up and murder me, but more so that I was fearless. So mind you, I hit the sport button and I'm turning the wheel. I press the gas, pow! Engine backfire. Bitch ass nigga thought I shot him dead. He falls and shoots. Glass blow everywhere, glass everywhere. I get hit in the back, bullet still in me right now. I'm like, shit. Next two shots, pop, pop. My hat move. I get shot in the head, bullet lodged in my skull. Right now, God is great. Bunch more shots. Now I'm like, what the fuck? Am I really about to die out here? I don't know if the bullet in my back is traveling and I'ma die from internal bleeding, Or if I'm moving off adrenaline and I'ma collapse. Or even if I'm wondering, like, man, finna shot in the head, am I already dead? And it's just my spirit whipping the phone, you feel me? I never died before, then I don't know. A few more irrelevant shots. Hating ass nigga was desperate. He even shot at the gas tank like he in a movie. Nigga, this drop cost 140,000. Nigga can't explode, pussy. I'm doing $160 down the street. By the grace of God, it wasn't no cause in the oncoming traffic at this point. I got my little shorty wolf with me. She grazed in the own. And at the time when he crept on my car, I'm in Bluetooth talking with my moms. So I say, damn, I'm hit. My mom's thinking I'm talking about somebody hit the car. So she like, see, you can't have shit nice in Brooklyn. Probably a hoopty that hit you. Is your license good? If not, drive off, cause you know you on bail. And shorty like, no, my, he shot, right? By then, I spent on the King's Highway. I busted left on Lennon Boulevard. But now it's other cars and oncoming traffic. So I'm only doing like 90 in a Maserati. I swerve not to hit this lady head on, cause I seen she had baby car seats in her V. I end up doing a 360 when I swerve and hop the divider. Bam, smack the phone into a flatbed. The hospital like 5 long highway blocks away, like quarter mile type shit. I go to throw the V in park, then throw it in drive. It's not moving. So I say, fuck it. I tell Shorty Wolfie, I'm like, yeah, let's get out. My driver's door, it won't open. The shit pinned up against the flatbed truck tire. And the actual flatbed is blocking my window, so I can't even climb up that bitch. Cool. I go to drop the top. I'm like, I'ma hop out the roof. But the exotic ferns, they sit like so low to the ground that the flatbed is preventing it from raising. So, Wolfie, she thinking fast, she pull me out the passenger seat like, come on, baby, I got you. I don't know why the fuck I ain't thinking that. I must use all my brain power finessing this fake-ass shooter. So now we jogging on this long-ass boulevard towards the hospital, just jogging street. Christmas Day, about 200 cars passing. We had to knock on at least 40 windows. Like, can you take me to the hospital? I'm shot. She like, please take him to the hospital. Take us, we shot. Oh, he shot. And it's fucked up like a scary movie. Nobody stopping, nobody. People looking, just holding their head straight, driving. And I remember thinking, damn, these people really fucked up and heartless and damn near evil, cause I know all my cars cost way more than these shits they driving. And nigga, I wouldn't hesitate to help somebody in need. I don't care if they get blood on my seats, whatever. Nothing more important than life. But that's just cause my heart pure and I try to do the right thing most times. And I'm righteous like that. That's why I'm blessed. Nonetheless, I'm feeling short and it's a breath. And I tell Wolfie like, yo, I need to sit down, I can't breathe. And she like, nah, baby, fuck that, keep moving. Fuck that, you not sitting down, you ain't dying out here. These bitch ass niggas can't kill you, baby. God got you, baby, I got you. And at this point, or at that point, I went from questioning if the bullet in my back is traveling and I'ma die from that, or why am I still alive with a bullet in my head, to answer my own question like, nigga, God is why you still here. You ain't supposed to die today. And who God bless, no man can curse, no matter what. So there's blood pouring down my face from my head, and I had like a thin, silkish, like a Dolce and Gabbana long sleeve shirt. It's soaked in blood, but mostly on my back. So Shuddy take her, she had a long, like a Gucci scarf, the winner's one, one of them thick joints, and she drapes it over my head and on my back, like kind of the way the Dipset niggas used to wear they shit. So you can't really see all the blood. And like less than 5 seconds after she did that, the next car window that she knocked on and said, he shot, can you take him to the hospital? The man just said, get in, blessings. It's a minivan, so we jog around his passenger side. And he in the way that he's going in the direction that I hit the car on coming traffic. And the hospital behind him. So I get in front, she climbs in the back. Now he on Bluetooth talking to his wife, same way I was just talking to my moms. His wife say over the car speaker, what happened? He say, somebody got shot. His wife immediately started praying the whole ride to the hospital, and he took the long way. Pull up, I say, yo, thank you, man, for real. I walk in the hospital, I asked him in the emergency room. Hey, I asked him, if I say, where the emergency room at? Cause we came through the wrong side. They say it's around there, everybody looking at me all crazy. I tell the security guard, yo, walk with me, just in case I fall out. So, now I walk, I get to the emergency room. These niggas looking at me like I got fucking two heads. I'm like, hey, listen, I'm fucked up. I'm shot in the head, I'm shot in the back. I need y'all to get me right. So, you know, they kind of taking their time looking shocked and shit. And I say, hey, hold up. Just because I'm not frantic or screaming in a panic and I'm coherent, not passed out on the floor having a seizure, do not have a nonsense of urgency for me. Like, fortunately, I'm strong, I can hold it down, but I got life-threatening injuries, you feel me? So, they all understood, and I'm blessed to be here. So, I ain't gonna play with it. Like, for now on, nigga, better not move funny around me. If you want some fake shit, keep that shit the other way. Cause I'm not a nigga gonna get hurt playing the fuck with me, nigga. I'm not playing at all. I'm not going to the hospital, and I'm not letting nobody take my life. That's a fact, though. God is great, nigga, amen. I'm taking the music shit to a whole nother level. I'm blessed to be here, and all I'ma do is bless y'all with new music. I'm really independent, so I know a lot of the fans that fuck with me, nigga. Y'all 100. It ain't no fake fraud shit, ain't no jealous shit in your heart. So it's y'all responsibility to spread the word. That's how we gonna do it. It's like each one teach one. I'm here leading by example. If you live right, you work hard, you stay dedicated, you don't do no fuck shit, you don't do no disloyal shit, I mean, you gonna reap all the benefits. That's a fact, though. Stay down and come up. Other than that, this Dope Boy Chug Volume 1. I need y'all to spread the word, and we gonna take this shit to the next level. Sucker Free BSB. Dope Boy Chug, AVE. Yo, it's Chilly. Powder.